Now, how's this for a blast from the past? After nearly 80 years, Amateur Night at the Apollo is still a big hit. Yes, that Apollo, the famed theater in Harlem. And it turns out that a lot of the competitors and winners come from outside the U.S. Reporter Alina Simone has this week's Sideways Glance.
Camila Gibson's a grad student from the Bahamas, and I met her while she was doing research on her thesis, Making It in the YouTube Generation. We got to talking about how hard it is for a new musician to figure out what their first move should be. I'd been a singer in New York City for years and could relate. The music scene here is highly balkanized. It's so easy to get lost. Then I learned Camila had a personal stake. She's an aspiring singer, and she'd recently made her big debut at Amateur Night at the Apollo. Amateur Night's a variety show that's been running for almost 80 years now. So long that, to locals, it can almost feel like it's hiding in plain sight. But when Camila spotted an ad for auditions in the subway, it jumped out at her. Like a lot of things here, though, the process was still super competitive.
We got up at 3 in the morning, got there at around 4:45, at which point I was 86th online.
And nerve-wracking.
And I did a... Alicia Keys and Drake's Unthinkable on the guitar, and then I got through not even the first verse of that, and they're like, okay, thanks, very straight-faced, and I was like, oh no, they don't want me, I'm going home, this is the end of the road.
She didn't go home. She got in. Suddenly, she was singing for a sold-out audience of 1,500.
My heart was beating so hard, I could see my dress shaking. It's so frightening. It's a frightening thing to just get on that stage. So many wonderful, amazing, legendary people have been on that stage. Just to be part of that, to rub the same, you know, tree stump that they do. It's phenomenal.
She's talking about a real tree stump that performers always rub for good luck. Although her own musical style is far more influenced by, say, Nina Simone than Bohemian Rake and Scrape, Camila still knows how easy it is to pigeonhole a singer from the Caribbean.
When people think of the Caribbean, they think, oh, Rihanna, Bob Marley, and nobody else exists. When there's just a wealth of talent coming out of the region with so many nuanced differences.
Well, the audience up at the Apollo recognized her talent. She didn't just win the first round. She made it all the way to the finals.
Next contestant, come on, ladies and gentlemen. Female vocalist and guitarist from Nassau, Bahamas. Put your hands together for Camila Gibson.
When Camila took the stage the night of the finals, this thrilled hush went through the crowd. You know the kind? When someone starts really singing.
Baby, 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 where did our love go? Don't you want me no more? Oh, I've got this burning.
The audience loved it, but I could hear some booing in a distant corner before a louder chorus of cheers drowned it out. Camila later found out the booers were fans of the group that performed just before her. If the boos get loud enough, a tap dancing guy called the Executioner chases you off the stage. Me? I don't think I could have handled Amateur Night's form of direct democracy. Camila's definitely made of stronger stuff. But in the end, she didn't make it to first place.
Ladies and gentlemen, $10,000 grand prize winners with a high score of 91 from Japan.
The Apollo calls itself the soul of American culture. But the top three winners up in Harlem that night were a pair of street-style dancers from Japan, followed by a beatboxer from Korea, and Camila, a soul singer from the Bahamas.
It's a little more disappointing than I thought it was going to be, but I can't, you know, I'm here. I made it this far. That's pretty amazing.
It was. And hey, she just made the first step towards staking out her own ground, somewhere between Bob Marley and Rihanna. I talked to the Japanese dancers after the show, too, and they told me something pretty amazing.
We traveled to New York for the Amateur Night from the audition. We spent a little money and a little time. Yeah, also a little works, yeah.
They'd been flying back and forth from Tokyo for all four rounds of the competition. I asked them why go to so much effort, and they told me there was nothing like amateur night in Japan, no Japan Idol. They just wanted the title. This was their dream. I'd forgotten that's how it goes being a musician in New York City. When you're up on stage, it's easy to forget that your dream is everyone's dream. From Harlem to Tokyo. For the world, this is Alina Simone, New York.